They were following commandments that she knew she was breaking, so it was easier for her to see her unrighteousness. They couldn't see the darkness in their hearts, and Jesus saw it there plain as day. And they that sat at meat, you know, the Pharisees' friends, who is this that forgiveth sins also? Because according to their belief, only God could forgive sins. I mean, you could forgive your brother, but would God forgive? I can't forgive you absolutely. I mean, I could forgive you what you've done as far as, you know, against me, but God is really the only one who can forgive the sins absolutely. So it's to God you really need to go. God forgives sins. He is the only one who has power to truly forgive them. Just as he is the only one who has the power to remove them. And to remove even the sin nature. To change our nature. So that our nature becomes like his. The divine nature. By these great and precious promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1. Don't forget it. Faith will save you. Believe the promises. The promises are what we have in faith in, that we might live forever, that we might inherit eternal life. That's what saves us, faith in the promises. But don't take one verse and turn it into legalism. Rather, take the whole counsel of God. Make Jesus Christ your master. You have to eat and drink his body and blood. You got to make him your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and believe on him. Eat all four courses, all four gospels, the epistles, and even the Old Testament. Learn the lessons from the schoolmaster, and you will have added to your faith all things necessary that you could look at yourself and say, I have made my calling and election sure. I have run the race. I have finished my course. I know God finds me acceptable. I want to have that confidence. Oh, you can by this doctrine and that doctrine and one verse here and one verse there. I'll go by the way the apostles said I can make my calling and election sure. You make your calling and election sure by doing what Peter said in 2 Peter 1. Read it. You want to make your calling and election sure? Do that. Well, I can't do all that. Do I have to explain it over and over again to you? Have faith. God will do the works. Seek him diligently. Believe in the promises diligently. Don't stop believing.